I'm Sonia Schaefer with Simply Charlotte Mason, and I'm happy to announce that Using Language Well, Book 3 is here. Using Language Well, Book 3 focuses the spotlight on analyzing sentences. We recommend it for grades 7 and 8, and it's available now. You know, learning to analyze sentences is an important skill for your student to have in order to continue to grow in her ability to communicate well. When she analyzes a sentence, it helps her to understand what all goes into creating a good one. So she learns the behind the scenes, as it were, of good writing. Analyzing sentences is also good practice for logical thinking. Your student will have to look at a sentence and determine what all pieces are involved and how they all fit together. And then she'll be challenged to think about whether this is the best arrangement in order to accurately and clearly communicate the author's idea. Once she knows how to analyze a sentence, she will have the skills that she needs to potentially catch and correct any confusing word arrangements before she publishes something out there that everybody misunderstands. And when a person learns how to analyze sentences using good literature, as your student will with Using Language Well Book 3, she'll be constantly exposed to the sentences of great authors. Analyzing their sentences will provide an opportunity for your student to dig deeper into the writing secrets of those great authors and learn valuable lessons that can fine-tune her own writing voice. So, analyzing sentences is a valuable skill, and we've tried to simplify the process in Using Language Well Book 3. Your student will learn to analyze sentences with a simplified marking system, not diagramming. Now, don't get me wrong, I love to diagram sentences, but I also know that diagramming is only one method that can be used for analyzing. It works well for some students, not so well for others. Knowing how to analyze a sentence is the important thing. What tool you use to help you analyze is a personal choice. Using Language Well Book 3 offers a simplified marking system. If you want to add diagramming, that's fine. We heartily recommend analytical grammar for that. But if you would prefer to skip the diagramming and still teach sentence analysis, then take a look at Using Language Well Book 3. Your student will learn to identify subjects and predicates, subject complements, verbals, phrases and clauses and indirect objects and more, and will see how they all fit together without diagramming. The lessons will cover language aspects besides sentence analysis, too. As with the other books in the Using Language Well series, your student will learn a variety of English, grammar, and writing points. Book 3's lessons include metaphors and similes, comma usage, tricky words like lay and lie, personification, and a gentle introduction to poetry analysis, among other things. All while reinforcing the points that were covered in previous books of the series. Now, the good literature that these lessons are centered around is found in Spelling Wisdom, Book 3. Using Language Well is designed to be a companion to the Spelling Wisdom series. You need both Spelling Wisdom, Book 3, and Using Language Well, Book 3, teacher and student, in order to complete the lessons. Simply follow the instructions in the Using Language Well student book. It will tell your student which passage to read in Spelling Wisdom. It will guide her to discover more about analyzing sentences or other aspects of language, and then it will tell her to prepare the passage for dictation. That final step of each lesson brings in the spelling component through prepared dictation. Now, for students in grades 7 and 8, we recommend assigning and dictating up to one paragraph of the passage. You decide how much to use. You want to challenge, but not frustrate your student. If you complete 2 lessons per week, Using Language Well Book 3 will last you for 2 years of study. 2 lessons per week seems to be a nice pace, especially when you include that study dictation element. Scheduling 2 lessons per week gives you some extra days in case your student needs to study the dictation passage longer before you dictate it to her. Simplified sentence analysis, figures of speech, studies on tricky words, comma usage, and a gentle introduction to poetry analysis. That's Using Language Well, Book 3. Oh, and don't forget about the rubrics that are included to help you evaluate your students' written narrations from history and geography or Bible or science. Those rubrics can be found in the teacher book, along with the answers to all of the lessons. Using Language Well, Book 3 is available at special introductory pricing for the next couple of weeks. So take a look, download the free sample, and see if this resource will be a good fit to help your student continue to grow in the art of using language well. Thanks for joining us for the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. You'll find links to suggested resources, related articles, and a written transcript of this show in the show notes and at simplycharlottemason.com. Did you know that whenever we publish a new resource, you can save money during the first couple of weeks with special introductory pricing? Follow the link in the show notes or visit simplycharlottemason.com to take advantage of this or future limited time deals.